and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
Despite the government shutdown, fewer Americans are filing for unemployment.
Filings for first-time unemployment benefits have dropped to levels not seen since November 1969. The Labor Department is saying approximately 199,000 workers filed initial claims last week, a decrease of about 13,000 from the previous week when analysts were expecting a slight increase. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The State Department says it does not consider an order by Nicolas Maduro for U.S. personnel to leave Venezuela to be legal. Maduro issued the statement soon after President Trump recognized the opposition leader as the country's president, to which Republican Congressman Mike McCall says, "Good job, President Trump."
Remember, Venezuela is one of the greatest threats in the Western Hemisphere, aligned with Iran and Cuba. I think this ultimately leads to wherever the military, whichever candidate of the military in Venezuela will back.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Louisiana Congressman Cedric Richmond wants NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to come to Capitol Hill. The Democrat wants him to talk about the infamous non-pass interference call in the NFC Championship game that many Saints fans believe cost them the game, to which former Super Bowl-winning coach Tony Dungy reminds fans.
Well, there have been missed calls, bad calls, since the beginning of basketball or any other sport. You don't like to see it. I feel the Saints fans' pain. If it was my home team, I would be upset too. But it's a game. It's a sport. There is human error. And life has to go on. We have to move past it.
Dungy, speaking there on Fox News, also says he's been noticing a disturbing trend in his opinion regarding black quarterbacks in the NFL.
You see the black quarterbacks described as athletic, as having great arm strength, as all the physical tools, and you just rarely hear about the cerebral part of it. Patrick Mahomes has played outstanding football for the Kansas City Chiefs. His first year, he's doing some amazing things. But all I tend to hear about is the great athletic plays. He has a great grasp of the game. He understands the game. He processes it mentally. He's a leader. I would just like to hear more of those types of adjectives describing some of our African-American quarterbacks.
Dungy also said he believes the Patriots will win the Super Bowl. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You know, back in December, I remember here on the program, and markets were extraordinarily volatile. And, of course, the mainstream media was trying to scare the crap out of everybody, which is what they like to do. I compared trying to understand what the market is doing, trying to calculate what the market was doing, to almost trying to calculate fire. And I don't know if that made sense to people, but I was reading a column this past week, and the writer's name is Ben Hunt. He actually did a better job than I did in explaining this. I want to give credit where credit is due. This column, he writes, the market is a bonfire. And he said, we all know the physics of fire. The underlying rules of combustion are as clear and as deterministic as any pendulum or gear movement. Fire is not magic. That was a big deal with the Greek gods, though, going back to Prometheus. But anyway, fire is not somehow separate from science or rigorous human examination. We know how to start fires. We know how to grow and diminish fires. We know how to put fires out. In a technical sense, you can classify fire almost as a machine. But you never think that you could possess some sort of formula, some sort of magical trading formula or trading strategy or algorithm that predicts the shape and the form of a bonfire. Now, I did talk about that. I said, imagine trying to guess how a fire is going to go. You can't. You never think if only you stared at the fire long enough, and God knows humans have been staring at fires for tens of thousands of years, that somehow you'd divine some formula for predicting the shape of this or that, or the timing of this, or that log collapsing in a burst of sparks. No human can algorithmically predict how a fire will burn. Neither can a computer. No matter how much computing power you throw at a bonfire, you're not going to be able to figure it out. That's it. That was a great way of trying to understand. I try again and again and again here on this program to get across to people just how nutty it is trying to guess what's going to happen. And I was thinking about it this week again because there was a myriad of stories, not good ones. There were some companies came out with some bad earnings. What about Brexit? Think about that for a second. Think about the Brexit story from this past week. And I will get into Brexit a little bit later there on the program. Now, if that story came out in December, you might have seen the market down by 500 points just because of that. Why? I don't know. Why does a fire burn the way it does? My point has always been, don't try to predict it. Don't try to guess. Focus always on the fundamentals of what you have. Pretty much, it's a lesson in life. You worry about things and you focus on things that you actually have control over. You focus on those things. You know, it was funny. likes making fun of Bill Belichick and his interviews with the media. And you know how much he hates giving these interviews. And you know what? I don't blame him. Most of the questions that are presented to Belichick are stupid. You ever listen to some of the press conference, some of these questions that these sports journalists ask? I mean, they just ask a question to ask a question. Sometimes you don't have to. If you don't have anything to ask the guy, don't ask it. Some guy this past week asks Belichick about the cold weather. The cold weather that they're going to be facing in Kansas City and dealing with in Kansas City. It's going to get really, really cold there. And Belichick was asked about the weather, and he's like, we're not playing the cold. We're playing the Chiefs. And this damn reporter came back and basically followed up that question twice. And Belichick didn't lose cool, but he, you know, his usual talking in his, you know, monotone, low voice, slowly like this, basically made the reporter look like an idiot. He doesn't have control over the weather. Now, play in the weather. Worry about the things you do have control over. Anyway, in the same light, you're seeing a lot in the business press over and over and over, all over the place. Recession, recession, recession. When are we going to get a recession? This one puts the odds of a recession at this. And that one puts the odds of a recession at this. Business owners, their biggest worry for 2019 is a recession. Give me a break. Please. It's actually a column. And it's kind of funny. Do economic booms die of old age? Do you know that all of these wizards are smart? Many of the same people that signed on to that carbon dividend. They don't know. They admit it. They don't know what starts recessions. They don't. In fact, they don't even know if they're here. You know, recessions are not called when they're actually happening. You know, a weatherman can tell you, hey, yo, it's raining outside. The economists from the MBER that call recessions, they do it after the fact. That's right. They do it after the fact. And I laugh at this. I said, what exactly do you wizards of smart economists do here? Anybody can take a look and say, oh, gee whiz, GDP growth was negative for two quarters. We're in a recession. We need all of you economists to tell us that? My point has always been, and I've written about this in the past, who cares? Worried about a recession. I'm not worried about a recession. A recession comes, I do what I'm going to do. It's like in the summertime, worried about thunderstorms. They come. What do I do when there's a thunderstorm? Oh, I don't know. Take the umbrella down, bring in the pads on the patio furniture, shut the window, you know, the usual. Nothing you can do about it. They happen. But the interesting thing about recessions is they don't come very often. Post-World War II, the frequency of recessions has come to a crawl. And there's many reasons behind that. Again, that many of these economists, they don't take into consideration. The world is a very, very different place. It is. The differences in the world, I mean, again, I think about my lifetime. Okay? My lifetime. And yeah, I'm in the second half. I'm in the second half. I get it. I know that. I grew up in a world where I was hiding underneath my desk with bomb alerts, bombing raid drills that we would have, where I'd be looking at a map where a large swath of the earth was this color, was just like this brownish red color, which was the Soviet Union. That was no longer, is no longer. China was a dirt poor country. You can go right on down the list. Talked about it here on the program. Where in 1980 you had half the world in extreme poverty, now you got half the world's middle class. These are things that need to be taken into consideration. That help reduce the instances of recessions. You've got more customers, more people to sell to from all over the globe. Recessions oftentimes are a reaction to stupid things, oftentimes done by government. You know, most of the recessions have been due to policy moves by the Federal Reserve, yet we still look to the Federal Reserve. Most of the recessions have been already, they've been started by the damn Federal Reserve, for crying out loud. Oh, we got to slow down the economy. People are making too much money. Oh, no. Employment. Unemployment's too low. Too many people have jobs. What? Yeah. Also, recessions happen when we do dumb stuff. Like buy way too much real estate at ridiculously inflated prices. And money becomes too cheap and allows that to happen. Same thing. Or get too nuts over one sector, like dot-coms, tech, during the 1990s. That's when they happen. That's when they happen. And the economy gets sick for a little bit. And we recover. And we come back stronger. You know what the average rate of return has been during recession, stock market? Take a guess. Plus 12%. Not down, but up. Why? Because we come out of them. We come out of them. Not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. So, when you got all those people out there that are making like Leonard Nimoy and In Search Of from the 1970s, In Search Of recession. They're looking for it. Looking for around in every single corner, the big recession monster out there. Laugh. Anyway, got to take a break. You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great things right there at the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Was this her first big hit? Was this Britney's first big hit? I think it was. Oh, baby, one more time. That was it. Okay. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. I told my age. That was 1999. I don't know. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I want to talk a little bit about, again, we got shut down drama. Shut them down, shut them down, shut them down. I'm going to talk a little bit about the wall, the country, and stuff that nobody else is hitting on. Got a lot of the conservative talkers out there fighting the good fight for Donald Trump and his wall, and he's got to get his $5 billion to build that wall. I've never been a fan of the wall. I haven't. Now, I get it. I think in some parts, I think a wall could be very useful. But a wall in of itself is not enough. And it's always been my belief that we need to focus on why. Why do illegals come? Why do migrants come here? Why do you think that is? Why do you think they head north rather than going to, I don't know, go to Colombia? Colombia is doing extraordinarily well. Why not go to Chile, Peru, Uruguay, Paraguay? These are countries that are doing great. They are. And they speak Spanish. Why are they coming? Well, look no further than California. First and foremost, Gavin Newsom comes out in his State of the State address, and he declares that California is a sanctuary state. Huh? So, it's okay for illegals to come there. All right. Bill de Blasio in New York City, mayor of New York City, puts together this absolutely moronic healthcare, new New York City healthcare plan. Basically, healthcare is free. If you can't afford it, doesn't matter. And it's comprehensive. You can go to see any doctor you will please in New York, illegals included. Are you kidding me? You're kidding, right? New York City doctors, some of the best in the world, best healthcare facilities in the world. You mean to tell me all I need to do is come to New York City, tell somebody that I'm not making any money, and I can see any of these doctors? Yep, says Bill de Blasio. How many sanctuary cities, states, all this stuff that we have around the country? So we've got the federal government basically butting heads with states and municipalities. And last time I checked, the federal government was in charge of protecting our nation's borders, and they made those policy decisions. But they don't. They don't. Mayors, governors, deciding to do whatever the hell they want. You see, this is where we're making a mistake and you're losing the fight. You have to do what the left does. You have to sue. You have to sue. Donald Trump should be filing lawsuits. The attorney general should be filing lawsuits against these rogue mayors and rogue governors, because they're not abiding by federal law. Do you or do you not want to be a part of the United States of America? Now, I am all for states' rights. I am. I'm a 10th Amendment guy. But you can't. We can't have a country that's going to say, oh, okay, the feds say it's illegal, but we say it's legal. We're not going to enforce the law. We're not going to deport these people. It's a hodgepodge mess. The whole thing is an exercise in futility. You understand? It's going to achieve nothing, not to mention the fact that we are a welfare state. We are a welfare state. We are a state. We are a country that doesn't enforce the rule of law. If you're illegal, you come to this country, you are going to get work. You are going to find work, and it's not that hard. We don't enforce E-Verify. We don't force employers to do what they're supposed to do. So, okay, Trump gets his wall, and he makes it more difficult. More difficult for migrants and illegals to get in. What? You think, you honestly think it's going to stop? No. It's not. No. This is why it needs to be comprehensive. The other argument that it's a bad argument. Trump used this in his address to the country, his Oval Office address to the country, talking about drugs and how amount of drugs that are coming across the border. Oh, and that wall is going to stop those drugs? You must be kidding me. We get back from the break. I'm going to get a little bit further into it. I think it's important. Again, it's an economic lesson. Supply and demand. We'll get into that. And drugs. And the El Chapo trial. Oh, yeah, we got all sorts of stuff. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the one, the only, The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's time to reopen the government, and House Minority Whip and Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise explains to Fox News there's a very easy way to end the partial government shutdown and open up the government.
President Trump said over and over again he's willing to negotiate on all terms, on all fronts. He put DACA on the table.
Scalise adds,
part of divided government means you're going to have to work with people on the other side. And when a growing number of her own members of her party are saying it's time to resolve this and put border security money and wall funding on the table, she's got to listen to them.
The U.S. will start exporting more energy than it imports starting in 2020. A report released by the Energy Department predicts the oil and gas boom will make the U.S. a net energy exporter for the first time in nearly 70 years. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Honoring Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Anyway, I listen, I'm a fan of, I mentioned some of the programs here. I'm a fan of some of the original programming that's done on Netflix. I am. They put out some good stuff over the years. I like that the kids show there, Stranger Things, love that. And I liked Narcos. And the new one, when I started watching it, it bored me. It did. I don't know why. But the latest one there with the Mexican version, Narcos, the one with Pablo Escobar was, I thought, was fantastic. I really did. I thought they did an unbelievable job with that. And you watch it, and it's hard to even fathom how much money these guys made and how powerful they were. I mean, and again, Pablo Escobar was pulling in more money than General Motors. There is money buried all over Colombia, cash. You don't even know where it is. There is the trial taking place right now in New York with El Chapo. The Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal did a piece, and it highlighted how El Chapo and his cartel would sneak cocaine, the myriad of different ways that they would get cocaine and drugs into the United States, and the way that they hid money. They show safes. There's this one safe that El Chapo built is at the bottom of a man-made lake, and you, in order to get to the money, you actually have to drain the lake to get to the safe. These drug kings, these are technically the richest people in the world. They make more money, cash, than anybody else. How is that? People do drugs. I mean, I don't know how. Again, I can't sugarcoat things here, people. There's a demand for drugs here in the United States. There is. Do you know that more people died last year of opiate overdoses than died in car crashes? Yeah. There's a lot of people doing a lot of drugs. And the notion, the idea that a wall is going to stop the drugs from flowing in is absurd. And one of the parts of the El Chapo trial, they actually sank a tanker ship that was loaded with I don't know how much cocaine. They sank it because the feds were onto them, sunk to the bottom of the sea. Then they sent divers out to go back and get the coke. Tunnels being built. I mean, it's insane. Well, there's a demand for a product. Someone is going to fill it. It is. And you can even take a look at that in terms of demands for jobs. There's a lot of jobs here in the United States. They need to be filled. The issue is, people, is that, yeah, okay, if we need immigrants to come and do these jobs, make them Americans. And there has to be a process where we do it over time and where we can handle it. We don't want to create an underclass in our society. I look at my in-laws. My grandparents are not from here either. My in-laws are from Greece. My father-in-law is from an island that you couldn't find on a map in the Greek islands. Tiny, tiny little island. But hey, they have their society here in New York, and the Syrians, and they go there, and all of these men, none of them, I went to college, all accomplished. All accomplished. All have businesses, all did well, all worked hard, were able to work their way up. And I talked to them about it. How'd they do this? We got here, we learned the language. We learned the language. And you take a look. Take a look at how well their kids do. The importance that they put on education on their kids. The little Nasirian aside, they give away college scholarships all the time. We do immigration better. We did immigration better than anybody in the history of the world. We did. We have the recipe. We had Ellis Island. We did things the right way. Go back to that. Have to take a break. Listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is their site, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners.
At Budget Blinds, caring is in our DNA. It's the way we do business every day. It starts with exceptional customer service, a process that is centered around you. We listen to you, take the time to find out about your needs, then guide you through a beautiful selection of custom window coverings to find the very best options for you. Our commitment to caring continues throughout our local neighborhoods. We care for our homes and our communities. Budget Blinds supports so many different causes all across North America.
We're your local neighborhood experts. We live and work right next to you, and we do it all for you. If that's the kind of personal service you've been waiting for, call and see for yourself. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or find us online at budgetblinds.com. While you're there, find out more about the Budget Blinds commitment to giving back at hashtag BudgetBlindsCares. Each franchise independently owned and operated. Ask for details.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right, how about this? Here, great story. Didn't get any play around the country. Volkswagen announced that it's going to be investing $800 million to build a new electric vehicle at its plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's going to be adding 1,000 new jobs, and they're just going to start, they're going to be in production in 2022. Again, we had the conversation here, and again, I chided Donald Trump for this. It was all populist nonsense. Ford it was General Motors laying people off various different plants because guess what? They're not selling those cars. They have to retool. Listen, there's a market for cars. There's a market for cars, trucks, SUVs. Some company will make them. We're lucky here. You see the amount of foreign car manufacturers that are looking to build and expand here in the United States. It's extraordinary. It really is. Does that make it not an American car? I love having this conversation with people. Buy an American car. Well, that Mercedes that you bought or that BMW you bought was built in the United States. Does that make it a German car or an American car? Or should we call it a German-American car? You start hyphenating it like we hyphenate human beings nowadays. What is it? Anyway, this story is a follow-up. I put out a warning about this company. I did. My bull excrement detector is very, very sensitive. And I can spot a Fugazi right away. remembers D.C., and I mention that all the time here on the program, Donnie Brasco. Now, when he first meets Lefty, and Donnie Brasco, Lefty shows him this ring, and Lefty thinks he's got it's a beautiful thing. It's the beautiful thing right there. Look at that thing. It's a beautiful thing. And Donnie Brasco, this is a Fugazi. And there's a lot of swear words. What do you mean it's a blankety-blank Fugazi? And, you know, they're back and forth. It's a fake. So this company, WeWork, that's everywhere. What do you mean it's fake? They've got offices everywhere. Okay. That's nice. They've got offices everywhere. I know plenty of companies that have had offices here, there, and spots here, there, and everywhere that have not made it. The valuation of WeWork is absurd. It's absurd. They can't even compare to Regis Office in regards to the amount of real estate that they control and the business that they run. They can't. Yet their valuation is much higher. Explain that to me. Is that because, I don't know, they give away tequila and beer on Friday? Maybe. Maybe. But something didn't smell right. And when SoftBank came in to make this major investment, I said, you got some real dumb people over at that Japanese bank. As it turns out, SoftBank pulled out. Pulled out. And I knew something didn't smell right because the CEO of this company, Adam Neumann, the only money that he's made from in his life has been from selling stock in the company, and that's private stock. Well, as it turns out, guess what? Adam Neumann has been using that money to buy a property and then leasing that property to WeWork. Yes, you want to call that double dipping? You can call it double dipping. It reeks. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, you are. Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Oh, boy. Both of these guys signed on to this new carbon dividend slash tax slash really a VAT tax scam. Alan Krueger of Princeton and Lawrence Katz of Harvard. They both signed on. Now, I'm like, how do I know those names? And as it turns out, this was back in 2015. 2015, both Alan Krueger and Lawrence Katz put out Ivy League PhD economists. Look what they're saying. What were they saying? They're saying, oh no, the economy is changing and everyone is going to start working in gigs. Remember the gig economy? That was the buzzword. Elizabeth Warren was talking about it. It's the gig economy. More people, that we need more worker protections to make sure that they're all taken care of because they're working these gigs. They're working for Uber. They're working for Lyft and all these other little apps. This is terrible. And we proceeded to make fun of these Ivy League economists because that's what we do, because they don't know what they don't know. Their arrogance knows no bounds. Again, here you go, Alan. Here you go, Lawrence. Here, why don't I give you guys some money and see you guys start a business and see how you do? Any business. Any business. I'm just curious to see how that works out. But again, they're supposedly much smarter than all of us, right? Much smarter than the watchdog on Wall Street, of course, even though they were wrong. My point was, back then, the gig economy has always been here. Nothing new. I participated very much for a long period of time, was knee-deep in. Neck-deep in the gig economy. The gig economy helped me pay my way through college. The gig economy taught me a lot when I was in junior high and when I was in high school, working a myriad of different jobs. Gigs. I created my own gigs. When it snowed in upstate New York and we had a snow day, what did we do? Oh, gig economy. We'd go shovel snow. Summertime, oh, find some people. Want to make some extra bucks? Gig economy. Mow some lawns. And I didn't even have an app for it. I didn't have an app. I would knock on doors. Lots of gigs. Delivered pizza. Waited tables. Washed dishes. My point was, gigs are always going to be here. Gigs are a necessity. Sometimes, some points in life, you need to take a second job. They need to take a third job. It is what it is. You know, the beauty thing is, people lament that. Oh my God, there's people out there working 2 to 3 jobs. Yeah, why don't you go talk to the people over in, I don't know, Greece, where they're thrilled now that unemployment has ticked below 19%. Many of them would love to have a gig. They got nothing. And every single time I take a look, oh, my God, he's going to work two, three. Lucky to have 2 to 3 jobs. You understand? That's a good thing. And you learn from those jobs. And guess what? Eventually, you don't have 2 to 3 jobs anymore. When I started Markowski Investment, we had to go back, putting all the money back in my business. I went back and was waiting tables and bartending again to put every dime I had back into my business. I needed the gigs. So what? That's life. Anyone know the great thing about gigs? Man, best education you're ever going to have. I said it here. I learned more in the gig economy, which is the real economy, than I did in any business class. Oh, yeah. Not even close. And want a dose of reality out there? Are your kids going to business school? Yeah. I learned more working various different businesses throughout my life than I did in any of my business classes. Period. The end. We talked about this here on the program as part of the problem we have with the higher cost of education here. And these jobs that you need college degrees for today, what? You mean to tell me you couldn't start working at the bottom rung, working as an apprentice and work your way up and learn? Of course you could. But Switzerland does. You don't need to go to college to be a Swiss banker. You don't. You get a job right out of high school. And they train you. That's part of the issue. And again, all of these people that we look to all the time, that the media puts on a pedestal. And both of these, I got to at least give it to Kruger and Katz. They came out and said, yeah, what we were telling everybody back in 2015, we were wrong. Again, there's no street smarts with these guys. It's all theory. I talked about this in the past. It's kind of like you want to become a great basketball player, a great shooter. Do you think you think it's a good idea to read books on how to shoot or to actually go out and do it? Actually go out there and practice and take hundreds and hundreds of shots every day. Learn the proper form and then work at it. Just saying, what do you think was going to work better? God bless everyone, as always. Thank you so much for tuning into the program. I know quite a few rants today on the program. I was due for a few. Anyway, I want to remind everybody again, become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll see.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits continues to decline. U.S. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow tells Fox News, we haven't seen these numbers since the late 1960s.
So they dropped from 212,000 to 199,000. That's a 13,000 drop. Any good Wall Street economist will tell you how important that number is as a leading indicator.
Two procedural votes to open the U.S. government both failed in the U.S. Senate. One of the bills was put forth by Democrats, the other by Republicans. Lawmakers are off tomorrow, so the partial government shutdown will continue at least until Monday. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise tells Fox News he knows an easy way, though, that this whole problem could be solved, and it begins in the House with Nancy Pelosi.
President Trump said over and over again he's willing to negotiate on all terms. He put DACA on the table.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone. Carrie here. For years, you've heard my husband, Ken.
Hello, Radioland.
Explain how IncomeStore is the place for your next revenue stream. Not to date ourselves, but Ken and I have been helping individuals and businesses grow their revenue since before the internet was even a thing. We've heard countless stories as to why people look to increase their revenue.
Some stories make us laugh, some make us cry.
These stories, combined with our own, have motivated Ken and I to dedicate our lives to help people, as Ken says, who need a revenue shot in the backside.
Whether you want to just learn how or simply put, you need to generate revenue today. Our mission is to serve both.
Our worldwide staff of over 150 help to create amazing resources, our most famous being the iTunes podcast.
Today's